This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is David Johnson, CEO of Strategic Vision, one of the most respected political polling firms in the country. He's also a longtime political consultant and worked on the 1996 presidential campaign of Republican nominee Bob Dole. We want to get his thoughts today as the much-awaited book from Sarah Palin, Going Rogue, hits stores on Tuesday. Will this be the restart to her political career, or will it just be a good way for her to pay some bills? And David, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be on.
Is the expectation at this point in political circles that this is the start of Sarah Palin's run for the presidency in her own right, or is this just her way to move on in her career?
A lot of people in political circles think it's a combination of both, but you know, American politics is filled with people that have been considered down and out and have come back over and over again. And the other thing is, too, the American people like a fighter, someone who doesn't call it quits. And right now, my betting is that this really is Sarah Palin beginning a comeback, and she doesn't care what all of us political elites and political consultants are saying. She's going to the grassroots.
How far can that get her? It's obvious that among the conservative base, she's extremely popular. Obviously, the Democrats can't stand her. And in the middle, it's probably a little bit of a split. Some probably like her independent streak. Others say she's still not ready for prime time based on her performance last year. What do you think?
I think right now she can really go far with the grassroots. Remember, the last time that we had a candidate on the Republican side that all the political establishment, the Republican establishment, didn't like, basically snubbed and ignored, was Ronald Reagan back in 1976 and 1980. Remember, he was never the favored candidate. It was the grassroots that really overcame the Republican establishment at that time. And Sarah Palin appeals to these same people. And if you look at her poll numbers, even among independents, they're not quite as bad as everyone tries to make out. You have 48% who have an unfavorable opinion of her among independents, 41% who have a favorable. That's really not that bad, and something that if this is a successful book tour, if she communicates very effectively on her interviews, and if she sticks to her talking points, she could really turn those numbers around.
How does she prove that she's not a political lightweight? How does she make it clear to voters and anyone who picks up the book that she really does have a good grasp of the key issues facing this country?
Number one is talking about the issues, really laying it on her policy differences with the Obama administration and perhaps even with other Republicans. And the other thing is not getting into the trivia, not getting into the personal attacks against these campaign aides who have all come out and trashed her, not getting into the mud with her daughter's boyfriend, Levi Johnson, staying away from that. And so far, in the excerpt we saw with Oprah Winfrey, she did that very successfully.
What about the situation that you mentioned before with the McCain aides? There's already been, as you mentioned, some back and forth about what she sees as their mishandling of the situation in her vice presidential debate preparations and so forth. They've said that, you know, she's making it up, essentially. How do you avoid that when that's the main reason we know who she is that she was on that ticket and there's so much bad blood still apparently between the two?
The main thing is really say, look, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm here to talk about the policy. I'm here to talk about this book and how we can get America moving again and get the conservative movement moving again. And that way she appeals to the grassroots. Look, we know the story with her and the McCain aides. That's not going to change. It lessens her credibility if she begins sniping back at them. That's what you have surrogates for. That's what you have your spokesperson for. Sarah Palin needs to stay on the issues. She needs to stay on her book and not appear petty.
David, you mentioned that she's extremely popular with the grassroots. If she were, in fact, to run in 2012, would she lock up the conservative activists pretty quickly, or are there other candidates out there that would make a good run for them, like a Mike Huckabee or something?
I think Mike Huckabee would definitely make a good run. He's still very popular in Iowa. But right now, Sarah Palin has that star power among Republicans, and we haven't seen a candidate with that kind of star power since Ronald Reagan. And the big question is, will Republican activists go with their heart or with their mind? If they go with their mind, they'd go with someone like Mike Huckabee or even Mitt Romney. If they go with their heart, with their passion, who they believe is the candidate that best stands for them, they'll go with Sarah Palin.
David, in addition to those who really like her and are passionate about supporting her, there's obviously a lot of people that really don't like her. There's the Democrats in general, for the most part. There's also for the most part, the mainstream media, and not just a negativity because she happens to be a conservative on most issues, but there seems to be something very personal about why they go after her. What do you think it is?
I think a lot of it is she is a conservative woman. She really appeals with her communication skills to your blue-collar workers like no Republican has since Ronald Reagan. And I'll tell you, I think they're scared of her. I think they're scared that if she does make a run for the White House, if she stays on message, she could be the most effective candidate that the Republicans have had since Ronald Reagan. And I'll tell you, it goes against everything, too, especially with the mainstream media, that you have a woman politician who's a conservative and who's a Republican and has such great appeal as she seems to have, not only with her grassroots, which adore her, but even among a large segment of independent voters.
And David, just about 60 seconds left in our conversation here. Previously, in looking at other politicians who have made comebacks, as you mentioned, have books done the trick? How do you make sure that you make the comeback you're hoping to make?
Well, in this day and age, now it's the book route. Look at a book put Barack Obama on the political map. It used to be you went around and campaigned for candidates and everything. Now you go on Oprah's couch, you really come across great, and you write a book that's a bestseller, and that puts you on the road to the White House.
We'll see if it works. Plenty of time to get momentum for her, but I guess we're less than a year from people getting into this race. David, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
David Johnson, CEO of Strategic Vision, one of the most respected polling firms in America. He's also a longtime political consultant and worked on the 1996 presidential campaign of Senator Bob Dole. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.